Okay, before discussing about the examination scheme of calcinosis cutis, we should discuss that what could be the causes of calcinosis cutis. Because calcinosis cutis itself, it's not a diagnosis, but it is a clinical sign which is present in a number of different disorders. So it can be either dystrophic, metastatic, idiopathic, or iatrogenic. The dystrophic causes of calcinosis cutis include trauma, infections, inflammatory disorders, especially the connective tissue disorders, including dermatomyositis, systemic sclerosis, particularly in Kress syndrome, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus panniculitis. Metastatic causes of calcinosis cutis are mostly those cancers which have metastasized to the bone. Then we have idiopathic, in which no cause can be determined, and iatrogenic, mostly after certain injections like heparin injections. So in the differential diagnosis of calcinosis cutis, we keep other kind of nodules like gouty tophi, rheumatoid nodules, and xanthomas.